W. Good afternoon.
Long time no talk to.
I hear you. You just now getting off?
Not early on Tuesday. That way I'm going to be home in time to make sure the boys get ready for Boy Scout. My youngest loves it. He's trying to work hard. My oldest is, he likes it. He just don't want to do the work.
For that way.
One, I'd say my youngest might end up getting Eagle Scout. You know, before he turns 18, my oldest will do good to get first or second class.
Pretty good. It actually went by pretty quick for some reason. I don't know why, what made it go by quick, but I guess I just was pretty steady.
Mine just seems so off. Just with yesterday not running and knowing Friday's right around the corner, it's just throwing my whole schedule off.
Can't wait for that. You gonna have another 4-day weekend?
Sound like it.
Next Monday.
Shits will get a 3-day weekend or 3.5 day if they leave early Friday. But I will have to work.
Day, huh?
Plant running? And that's what I've not been sure about. I don't know if we're sacrificing the little car for the bigger one that, you know, has more orders and they make more money off of. That's what I don't really know.
What they're doing. I mean, I got some manufacturers that, you know, the big sellers I can get, but the other ones are a little bit off I can't get.
Understand that. For what little bit I was checking the news today, sounds like we might have more sanctions against Russia.
Yeah, that means gas is going to go up. Probably be $4 for too long.
Won't take long to reflect at the pump.
Well, they're going to end up sinking our country.
Article today, they thought that if it breaks out as a war over there, then inflation will go up 10%. It'll go up to 10%.
Be hurting now.
It's at 7 right now.
There was a cat meme. There was a little cat meme with the two ladies and the cat. You familiar with that one?
Can't think of it.
Just a cat, and the cat says, "All I do is work, eat, and sleep, and I'm broke, tired, and hungry."
Right. Well, I read an article one time where they were talking about, you know, we really should be thanking the current administration, and I don't mean just the president, you know, for the inflation, because that means that your paycheck will go up to match the inflation. And then when inflation comes back down, everybody will be glad that we had it.
I
really thought it was a good spin on it. I mean, to try to make people look like inflation's a good thing.
Something to make it look like it's something's a good thing, because we're sucking here pretty bad. And then I saw where when you got all that unemployment the first year of COVID, they let you deduct some off of it and of your taxes. And now this year you're not, so you're going to just sink all those people that got all that money, going to owe a ton of taxes. Man, I don't know if you've ever owed the IRS, but man, it's hard to get out from under.
Understand that. I did have to pay them one time, and that was whenever they cut our pension out. So I just took it all out, stuck it in savings, but I made sure I didn't touch any of it until it came time and I could just write a check. But I know how it can be, because my parents made that mistake of not paying the IRS like they should, and it was a mess.
The money to pay it all off right then, whatever you owe them. You know, if you go for a payment option, man, you're going to be forever paying them off.
Exactly the way my parents were doing. My dad, when he retired from Michelin, they paid him out, and they spent it all. And then when the IRS come knocking, saying they owed money, they didn't have it. So it took them forever to get it paid for.
when COVID started and I got furloughed, I took some of my 401k, got it out, paid some stuff off, and I kind of halfway estimated what the tax I thought might be, you know what I mean, and I paid that up front and everything, and then put all the rest of the bank and left it there until I did my taxes, so that when they came up with the real number that I owed them, I had the money.
I think that's the best way to go, because you don't know what kind of figure they're going to throw at. Today, I don't really know, since I can't see outside, but it looks like about as bad as it did this morning.
I know in Spartanburg, it stayed drizzly and overcast until about 10:30, something like that. But I wouldn't say you got a ton of rain. I mean, if you got a 16th of an inch, I'd have been surprised.
It almost looks like it's going to rain, but then as I get closer to Spartanburg, it looks like it's clearing up.
It's dark in my rearview mirror, but it's light out front.
What I saw when I was walking out of the plant, it was just dark clouds. I'm like, well, at least I'm getting out before the rain hits, but then the closer I get towards home, I see blue skies in the distance.
We'll get a walk today.
Day four, after all. And I think I heard 80 degree temperatures this week.
On the national news, they showed some of the East Coast being up in the 80s, but I don't know if it was for here or not. I know it's supposed to get in at least the mid 70s, I believe. KN4 TFW.
I had heard, and when I got to work, somebody else was telling me it's supposed to be 80 this week. I don't know where that weather's at, but I mean, I ain't really gonna complain. I'm about ready for it.
80, because you know they said it was supposed to be a washout all week, and they definitely lied about that. Man, that's two Teslas that have passed me.
So now, before the nickel supply runs out.
Not gonna happen. I kind of like my hybrid. At least I can go somewhere. You can't. The trips that I've taken, me and Susan have taken in this thing, you wouldn't be able to do it in a Tesla. You'd have no place to charge.
The thing that scares me to death. I mean, I know the software, you know, like the navigation system in it, will kind of track it and let you know when to charge and where and whatnot, but I can't imagine how that works. Like, you stop somewhere, do you have to wait 30 minutes for the car to get enough charge to keep going?
Well, I know my wife's boss, he bought one for his wife, and now she loves it, but he had to pay for the extra, for the high-dollar charger to be in the house and everything, and it tells you how to go, but, you know, we like to take the back roads and cut through the country and everything, and what if you had to take a major detour on the interstate, and, you know, and you're in the middle of nowhere, and now you're hosed.
Yeah, we'll do the same thing, especially if we're coming back from somewhere, you know, just, you end up in some back road, some town you never seen before, and, you know, set the navigation at least get out. But with that one, I don't know. That would make me nervous.
Phone was ringing, but I think it was just a spam call. And then, yeah, it's like, you know, I laid down a plan on the navigation system and that, and it went through the mountains of Kentucky and over into the mountains of Virginia and down into North Carolina, and you would never be able to do that. Or, you know, we went out on some gravel roads and that and traveled them for a while. You can't do that.
We have to be very planned out, and I don't know how far off the main road you can go before you got to worry about getting back.
You got to buy the high dollar version if you want to go more than 250 miles, right?
I'd hate to know how much the high dollar version costs. I thought they were all high dollar.
Make the regular ones, and the other plant makes the high dollar ones, right?
That's right. I hadn't really thought that Tesla would be that same way, but I'm sure they offer a different version.
For the standard model, for like, I guess, 250 or 300 miles, and if you want the extended version, well, then you got to pay extra for that. Then you got to, if you want the regular charger that takes a couple of days to charge it, or if you want the super duper charger, you got to buy that. Then you got to have a licensed electrician install it, and it's like, man, that's starting to add up.
And I'm sure it'll become more and more next 5 or 10 years.
My battery's catching on.
feel good about their environment and thinking they're doing the right thing by buying an electric car, and then you don't realize what it takes to produce the electricity and then what happens to the batteries when you're done with them.
One, it said, you know, you go into all renewable energies and everything like that. So how do you help your, you know, your, I don't want to say partners, but, you know, other countries that are in alliance with you, how do you help them with natural resources if you come all, you know, with solar stuff?
And shoot, even solar panels only last so long.
It snows on them, right?
Thought of it whenever I, you know, bought my, like, my solar panels and stuff for the radio and whatnot, and you start reading the panels, they're only good for so many years, and as they get older, they lose efficiency, so they don't produce as much electricity. I'd hate to know how often you had to replace those, and then that's just something else to go in the landfill. KO4CN.
DFW, I think they got some versions to go on your house now that are, like, warranted for, like, 25 years, but that's probably prorated, right?
I mean, I wouldn't mind doing it. I would love to, you know, put as much solar as I could on my house and depend less on Duke Power, but I don't know. That's a huge chunk of money up front.
People come out and do it because I'm a good candidate for it, but the problem is I'm on that CPW, and they don't support it like Duke Power does. I mean, Duke Power gives you what you send back to them, they pay you the same amount that they charge you. Well, Greer doesn't do that. They only give you about less than half of what they charge you, so you really can't, it ain't beneficial for you.
I didn't realize it was different across the state. I thought it was kind of a mandate, but I guess they get to pick how much they pay you for the overproduced energy you make.
Somebody can install them, you know, they kind of look at your house and your bills and what you've been using, and they put just enough to make it, like, break even, you know, and so you're not going to really, you know, if you put, you know, 10 extra panels on that, they probably bow up about it, always having to pay you a bunch.
And they would just pay you out a whole lot, but, I mean, you know, I still wouldn't mind doing it. I mean, to cut your electric bill, but God, it can just take forever to pay it back. And, I mean, I guess it would be a good thing, but could you pay it back before you lose too much efficiency and it's not, you know, you're losing the amount that you're actually gaining from not paying the power bill? I don't know. It's hard for me to imagine.
Man, she had them put on her house. And so the panels cost you like $80 a month on that for like 20 years, so your electric bill is like always $80 a month or whatever, and then you kind of break even with the power company that way. But I just arrived in the driveway, so I'm going to say 7-3s and hope you have an awesome evening and look forward to catching you in the morning. KN4 TFW 73.
And I appreciate you keeping me company on my way home, and hopefully we'll holler at you in the morning. 7-3s to you, and hope you and the wife have a great evening.
KO4WLR, I am on Echo Link.
Can copy, Whiskey 4, Hotel India.
Hey, this is James, like I said, on Echo Link, coming to you from Pelzer, just checking in on things on my way home.
HKX, mobile.